Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers poking around for a wide receiver. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Your number two seeded team in the AFC, Pittsburgh Steelers. Are they poking around for a wide receiver? Let's get to it with our guy, Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Listen to Wanna Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. How's the podcast going, Jason? Good morning.
It's going well. We had a great day yesterday in World Cup qualifying. Mariners money line plus 120, and Bijan over 150 scrimmage yards plus 375. Atlanta on the money line plus money on two passing touchdowns from Jaden Daniels. If Cliff Kingsbury knew how to call plays in the rain and they just got under center and handed that ball off, we had some more plus money winners there that were attached to Washington money line. Can't win them all, but yeah, we win quite a bit at Wanna Bet, and a lot of plays we like at noon today.
Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, will the Steelers wind up with a wide receiver before the deadline, do you think?
I think they'll wind up with something. You know, that they are now as willing, able, and eager to make trades as any team in the league, whether that's in the dead of the offseason or right around the draft or right before the season starts. They're in on everything in ways that I just, you know, look, I've talked to people like Coach Cower about this. I mean, it as reticent as they are at times to admit it, I think the proof is in the pudding. And the expectations are pretty high, and they clearly know how to win football games. But when you start talking about January and February football, you know, can they win three or four and beat the best of the best in the knockout stages? And I'm sure they will try to fortify their roster. I don't think it just has to be endemic to a wide receiver. You can never have too much or enough pass rush. Linebacker, secondary. They will be looking to make their roster better. And yeah, would you like to have somebody else winning for Aaron Rodgers downfield? I think you would. Guys have popped at times. I kind of wanted to believe that this, you know, Calvin Austin thing was going to be a thing. Like, and it is still pretty early. Remember, Aaron Rodgers waited till way late in the game to sign. So it's not like you got all the infrastructure and creature comforts in the offseason of some others. But yeah, trades are already being made. It already is a very fertile trade deadline. And I expect them to be in on ways to get better.
Jason, do you still believe that the Bills are one of the better teams in the AFC after suffering two losses in a row?
I mean, they're one of the better teams because they've got a transcendent quarterback. Now, look, they're also one of the better teams because the offensive line is really good. But if they're without their center for any period of time, I don't fancy their defense. I told you guys, I was on Atlanta last night. That's a bad matchup for them. Like, teams that can run between the tackles and teams that can run outside the tackles give them fits. And people talked about Ed Oliver coming back like he was, you know, a 350-pound two-gapper. Like, no, they don't have any of those guys. You know, and then Daquan Jones is down even though Oliver comes back. Like, you can beat them in a ball-control type offense, and then that's obviously going to set up play action. And now they're getting dinged up in the secondary too. It's a bad defense to begin with. Without Milano, it's open for business for me at all three levels. And that could be, you know, an injury that lingers. So I don't think Josh Allen's going to have the season he had last year. And I mean, you talked about teams that need a wide receiver. Boy, it's really dink and dunk with them. Like, if they have to play from behind, who's winning downfield for them? Like, who? Like, you know, is it Keon Coleman? Like, is it? Like, I don't know, man. Everybody seems to be catch a 5-yard pass, catch an 8-yard pass, and see how far you could run. You know, the tight end's a little bit downfield in the seam. Okay. But, like, again, look at the whole land. Like, who's the – like, is it the Chiefs? Are we now crowning the Chiefs again? You know, like, who's the total package in the AFC? Like, you write the report, and I'll read it and grade it. Like, I kind of think it's Denver. Like, for me, I kind of think it's Denver. But they almost pee down their legs in London against the Jets. So, it's wide open.
Yes, it is. And the Ravens – sitting there at 1-5, it's a reason why Steelers fans are so optimistic today with their chance to get to 5-1 on Thursday against the Bengals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's early here in the bye week for Baltimore, Jason. You're based out there in Baltimore on our brother station. You have any idea who they could expect back after the bye from an injury standpoint?
I mean, Lamar's coming back, barring him having some sort of setback. Roquan Smith's coming back. I don't think that's going to change. So they're getting their quarterback back on offense and defense. One of them's an elite player. The other one's a total liability. So I don't think Roquan coming back changes a whole lot. Like, it'll probably help his odds of getting voted to another Pro Bowl or God, even all pro because it's a popularity contest, I guess. It doesn't sound good for Pat Ricard, and boy, the run game has really been fits and starts, and the pass pro with a bad O-line has been really shaky without him, but that doesn't sound like it's in the offing. Otherwise people talking about injuries, like Matabike might never play football again. Like he's not coming back, and that's a huge issue, and they're not going to fill that void in real time on the fly. You know, Ronnie Stanley, they're whispering that, Ronnie's pulling himself out of games. But, I mean, Ronnie's had a defective ankle going back 4 years now. Like, Ronnie's been on borrowed time since he had to have the ankle surgery re-performed about 9 months after it was done the first time. And, again, we're going back to, like, 2023. So the idea that he was going to hold up again, I think, was always poppycock. So it kind of is what it is. I mean, Lamar covers a lot of warts. Absolutely. But they're a bad football team. They're a bad football team, offense, defense, special teams.
Jason, do you think that Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals can give the Steelers a game on Thursday?
Mike Tomlin certainly sounds like it, huh? Boy,
God.
He wanted a piece of Browning, huh? Like, he had some ish ready for Browning. Clearly, they were all about Browning. This has really struck a nerve. They've got a lot of weapons. Like, he throws a great deep ball still. He's obviously highly immobile. Like, you can hunt the spot. You know where the launch is coming from. You know where the target is, where the ball is being thrown. Like, there is no moving target. There's no deception. He's going to aid the run game. Not at all. But he's also fearless, and he, has a way of showing up in some of these like primetime windows. And we all know, and it sounded like Mike T. bristled at it. We all know the road Thursday nights have it big kind. Now, this isn't Cleveland, right? Which I guess is really their boogeyman.
Yeah, that's the bugaboo.
Like, he has fared like he's done very well at Cincinnati. And road division games, Mike Tomlin throughout his career more than holds his own. I get it. Short weeks have been tricky. I think they win this football game. I don't know about covering this line that's now north of 5. I think they can win an ugly football game here. And I think Cincinnati's allowed 13 passing touchdowns already. You know, Cincinnati's got issues defensively. They've bowed up against the run a little bit more the last couple of weeks. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to throw for a couple touchdowns and win an ugly game.
Check out WannaBet. We'll be watching today. Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. We appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, gentlemen.
That
Thanks,
Jason. Is Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, the host of the Odyssey original podcast, WannaBet. Remember to listen to WannaBet on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or watch it live daily on Jason's X account.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.